Frank and Pilar Lito met over 30 years ago at a carnival celebration in San Francisco, and they've been celebrating carnival ever since, notably with a joyful show they stage each February in Albuquerque, featuring Frank's big band Pandemonium and Pilar's dance ensemble, Odara. This year, that celebration spills over into June with two outdoor concerts in the city. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Frank Lito, percussionist, composer, educator, is with me at KUNM. Frank, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer.
I know that you and Pilar are students of carnival celebrations, how it's celebrated around the world. Every culture responds differently to celebrating carnival.
Correct. In Brazil, they celebrate carnival and they play samba music. In Trinidad and Tobago, they celebrate carnival and they play the steel drums and calypso music, pan. In New Orleans, everybody here in this country knows that they have Mardi Gras, and it's a big celebration, and it's jazz music and zydeco and Cajun music. Also in Cuba, they celebrate carnival, and they have a style of music called the comparsa, or the conga, that they play for that. So you're right, we are students. I've been a student of all those styles of music and the rhythms and what makes them different and unique, and Pilar's been a student of the style of dance and the costumes that they wear. And throughout our life, that's what we try to do, is share what we learn with the community.
And you have traveled to all of those places that you just mentioned.
Well, I wouldn't say all of them. I've never been to Trinidad, but I did see a lot of Trinidadians come through the Virgin Islands, which is where I lived, where I got to see people like the Mighty Sparrow and Lord Kitchener. These were the greatest calypso singers of all time. So to see them perform live was really outstanding.
And Cuban culture has been a particular interest for both you and Pilar.
Correct. Pilar and I, we've taken several trips to Cuba to study the folklore, mostly. Very African-based, what we're studying. I play the bata drums, which were brought to Cuba by the Yoruban people from Nigeria. Very interesting, very beautiful culture.
What about the concerts that are coming up in June? What kind of music are people going to hear?
Well, you know, the beautiful thing is that we've been doing this carnival show at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, who I'm very thankful for. But now we have the opportunity to use the band, to use the arrangements with the big band and the horns and the choreographies that we created to bring it outside in warm weather. And I'm very thankful to the New Mexico Jazz Workshop and also the Biopark for the opportunity to do that. So we are going to be playing a lot of the same music that we do during our carnival show, exposing the audience to carnival music from Trinidad and Cuba and Brazil and New Orleans.
And there is a rumor that you and your carnival colleagues are going to take part in some sort of procession or parade.
I have heard that rumor myself. it has not been confirmed, but I'm, you know, part of what carnival is parading.
Right.
It's one of the most fun things that I've ever done. And a lot of these instruments, especially the samba instruments, are easy to parade with. The musicians wear them. The bateria, it's called, the army of percussion instruments.
Speaking of these instruments, what kind of instruments are people going to see in these concerts?
Well, we have our band of Cesar Bovalet on trombone and Kanoa Kalahiva on saxophone. For one of the performances, we have Arnoldo Acosta on drums, Howard Cloud on bass, Steve Figueroa on keyboards. I play the steel drums from Trinidad and Tobago. The Biopark will have Nick Baker with me also playing steel drums. All of the percussion instruments that we play for the Brazilian, the cuica, the friction drum, the heco-heco, and the agogo, the tamborim, the surdo, these are all the instruments of the bateria in Brazil.
You are a teacher, terrific early education teacher. Behind all the fun and the excitement of this music, there is an undertow of education.
Yeah. Music is a language. When children are exposed to music when they're young, they learn the language of music. They absorb what's in their environment. And I think being bilingual, whether it's English and Spanish or English and music, is a real benefit to someone. You know, I listen to all kinds of music, and I don't speak a lot of the languages that I listen to people singing in. And it doesn't matter to me. The music speaks to me. Even when I'm exposed children to different cultures of music, they hear something other than just the words to the song. There's something unique and beautiful about Brazilian music and something totally unique and beautiful about Cuban music. And that's what we try to bring to our performances.
Frank Lito, his band Pandemonium, and Pilar Lito's Odara Dance Ensemble celebrate Carnival outdoors in Albuquerque, June 7th at the Albuquerque Museum and June 13th at the Biopark. So great to have you here. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.